once. I've offered it 100 times. Never wanted to mix, he didn't.
Ah, now, said a woman at the bar. He had a hard war, Frank. He likes the quiet life. That's no reason to...
Who else had a key to the back door, then?
Barked the cook.
There's been a spare key hanging in the gardener's cottage far back as I can remember.
Nobody forced the door last night. No broken windows. All Frank had to do was creep up to the big house while we was all sleeping.
The villagers exchanged dark looks. I always thought he had a nasty look about him, right enough, grunted a man at the bar.
War turned him funny, if you ask me, said the landlord.
Told you I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of Frank, didn't I, Dot?
Said an excited woman in the corner.
Horrible temper, said Dot, nodding fervently. I remember when he was a kid.
By the following morning, hardly anyone in Little Hangleton doubted that Frank Bryce had killed the Riddles. But over in the neighbouring town of Great Hangleton, in the dark and dingy police station, Frank was stubbornly repeating again and again that he was innocent, and that the only person he had seen near the house on the day of the Riddles' deaths had been a teenage boy, a stranger, dark-haired and pale. Nobody else in the village had seen any such boy, and the police were quite sure